Welcome to our broadcast from WROL. We are the voice of St. Anthony Parish, and we welcome you here if you happen to be listening for the first time. And if you are listening on a regular basis, we're really happy that you are here. Don't forget, you can send us feedback, and we'd love to hear from you at CatholicAudioMedia.com. Just click on contact. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Click on contact, and you can let us know what you think and what you thought of the program, and also what brings you here and everything else. In the meantime, we'd also like to remind you that we have a Twitter feed, Alston Saint. So what we do is we send out our program. So if you'd like to follow us on Twitter, we are at Alston Saint. So check that out. And our programs will be tweeted out on a regular basis, along other things that may come up that you find interesting. And feel free to retweet our stuff or to tweet to us. And you can do that. Alston Saint. Alston Saint. So anyway, we were talking yesterday about this powerful truth we see in Hebrews, and we related it to our walk through the first letter of John, where the first letter of John talked about those who have conquered the world. And in fact, we saw also in Hebrews how there are people who are slave to the fear of death, but Jesus frees us from this by giving us eternal life. But one of the ways that people are slaves to the fear of death is by working to ensure that they live on in this world through technology for all eternity. And I had mentioned that this actually is something that Cardinal Robert Sarah talked about, that people are succumbing to the first temptation, you will be like gods. So you see in this first letter of John, it's in the second chapter, it is verse 13. I am writing to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning, which of course is Jesus. I'm writing to you, young men, because you have conquered the evil one. And how do you conquer the evil one? You focus on Christ, you focus on the promises of Christ, and there is nothing that the evil one can give us that even measures, even close to what Christ can give to us. I'm always reminded of a great story that Adriano Moraes told me. He's the three-time world champion bull rider for the PBR. And what he said that I thought was really great was, imagine you're walking down the street and you want to buy, we'll say, some new clothes. So you're walking down the street and you find the store, and it's got all these bright lights and bright signs and all the great things and all the flashing lights and everything else. And come enter our store, and you see all these people going into the store, and everything's just there. Everything that is needed to attract your attention. Next door, there's just a very simple clothing store. Simple sign, Joe's Clothing or something like that. And no major lights, no major bells and whistles, nothing, just a simple sign. So the guy walking down, he sees other people walking in while the flashing lights and everything are, and he walks right by it, and he walks into the other store. And the guy who owns the store, he said, why did you come to my store and not the one next door? And the person says, if he has to do all of that to get me into his store, then it probably says a lot about the quality of the material in there, whereas you don't. You're just offering the clothes as they are, and that's why I walked into your store. Well, it's that same thing. The devil promises, oh, look at this, look at this, look at this. The devil promises all these things. Now, in a sense, what is Jesus' promise? Comes to us from the words of St. Paul. Eye has not seen, nor has ear heard, nor has it even dawned on the human race what God has in store for those who love him. So the devil can promise you, oh, I'll do this, I'll do this, I'll do this, I'll do this, and can promise you all this stuff. But God says, no, I'm going to tell you, I can't tell you exactly what I can give to you because it's beyond your understanding as it is right now. So I'm just saying, trust me and follow me. So that is that whole concept. That's that understanding where we come to trust, and the devil is going to tell us exactly what he will give to us. He'll promise this, he'll all this stuff, which, by the way, as I've told you before, it's also in my book, that the devil will promise you many things, and he'll deliver exactly what he promised until you realize that his promise, although is exact, it really wasn't all what is cracked up to be, because he said exactly what he was going to promise, but left out the details of what comes with it. So we can see this incredible power where if we just turn around and we trust in the Lord, and we don't look for the bells and whistles, and we don't look for all the fancy stuff, and we don't listen to the promises from just this world, and we just trust, we become conquerors of all of that. And this is basically what St. John is teaching us in his letter. Because you are trusting in the Lord, because you are seeking Him, because you are growing in divine wisdom, you are discovering new things. And that's what we're called to do. And that's why our prayer is so important, so that we may be deepened in our prayer, that we may deepen in our understanding. That's why it is so important. But it's always an understanding that we have to bring everything to prayer so we can come to a deeper understanding. The minute we say we have this all figured out, we're lost. We have to bring all our concerns to prayer and allow the Lord to deepen our wisdom. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from WROL 950 AM. Do you know that you can put together an adoration chapel of your own in your own house? With concerns surrounding the coronavirus and social distancing, many miss the opportunity to pray before the Blessed Sacrament. However, with a little ingenuity, it is quite easy, and you are not doing anything irreverent or illicit. Simply search Eucharistic Adoration Live on YouTube, and several live channels in different parts of the world will pop up. Now you can engage in Eucharistic Adoration in your own home if it is not available in your local parish church. Eucharistic Adoration Live on YouTube. St. Anthony Parish, Alston, Massachusetts. And don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can check out our website, check out the archives of the show, check out our Substack newsletter, and you can also, we have a new shopping page where certain things you can look at to help support the show. Coffee mugs, my latest book, which is being offered in a limited basis right now for those who are listening to the show. Do all that, and it's also at a discount at CatholicAudioMedia.com. So we're talking about these powerful teachings coming to us from St. John in the first letter of John. And I've told you how much I love these teachings. And the issue is that becomes what it is it is so powerful that here we are. I think we're in the third week, and we're still only in the second chapter. So let's continue on. He says, I write to you, young man, because you are strong, and the word of God remains in you, and you have conquered the evil one. Why have you conquered the evil one? Because you can see through him. You understand what he is trying to teach you, and you have a greater choice of teaching by embracing Christ. So you have a greater volume of teaching, and so the evil one can promise you many things, and you go, well, why would I want that? And we talked about that yesterday when we were talking about the billionaires who are seeking to have a special technology that can make it so that they can live forever. And you could offer that to, you know, like for example, if you offered that to me, my first response is, why would I want that? What would I want that for? I believe in eternal life, and I know the promise of eternal life, and I'm seeking Christ, and I want that eternal life, not some fancy thing that some billionaire technology has given to me that I can live on this world forever so I can work forever for the same billionaire. No, thank you. So then he continues. He goes, do not love the world or the things of the world. That goes right back to what we were saying about the devil. It's not so much the world or things of the world. What it really means is the devil will promise you all these things, and if you make all those things the center of what you're seeking, that is love of the world, and that is love of the things of the world. And St. John says, don't do that. Don't love the world or the things of the world. Why? Because it is a false promise. Everything the world has to offer you, it's a false promise. Because, yeah, you can find fame, you can find riches, you can find all that. But as Jesus says, however, it all comes down ultimately is temporary. All the, if you really think about it right now, and I guess I should kind of look at, well, we can look at the company of Sears. 100 years ago, Sears was the, we can call the Amazon .com of its day. And it really was similar to Amazon, whereas Sears first began as a mail order service. It was mail order, and they might have had a local store in Chicago, but ultimately it was a mail order service. That's how it really started. It was the Sears catalog. Sears catalog became before the Sears stores. And then eventually they started building the Sears stores. 100 years later, it's a whole different world. And that great company that was once Sears that we know of has now changed and has obviously become much, much smaller. But all the hopes were in Sears. Sears was like an anchor to the whole American economy at one time. But all that changed. And no one saw that coming. There was a man who talked about that they were trying to make predictions of what they would need for the 20th century. This was back in the late 19th century. So they're trying to make predictions of what they may need. And they were trying to figure out how many horses they'd need. No idea, obviously, in the late 19th century that horses would not be the primary form of transportation. They had no idea that was the case. And so we're trying to figure out how many horses they'd need in the next century. Obviously, everything changed. And so we have our rock, our stability, our future in Christ, who does not change even though the world does. So if you have love for the world and all the things of the world, if you have love for everything that the devil promises through the world, there's nothing wrong with living in the world. There's nothing wrong with that at all. But if this becomes the center of your existence, that promise will fail you, whereas Christ's promise never does. So he's saying, you know, don't be focused on the world. Focus on Christ, and there you have that eternal life. And even if the world promises you eternal life, it's not the eternal life that Christ promises you, which is the ultimate of true happiness. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have a blessed day. You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, and to share your prayer requests with us. If you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's all one word, CatholicAudioMedia.com. It is updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com. In Cristo vivimos.